Welcome to my podcast. Yeah.
Today we're going to be reading from the Monster Manual for Dungeons and Dragons. Orcs. Orcs are savage raiders and pillagers with stooped postures, low foreheads, and piggish faces with prominent lower canines that resemble tusks. Grummish One-Eye. Orcs worship Grummish, the mightiest of the orc deities and their creator. The orcs believe that in ancient days, the gods gathered to divide the world among their followers. When Grummish climbed the mountains, he learned they had been taken by the dwarves. He laid claim to the forests, but those had been settled by the elves. Each place that Grummish wanted had already been claimed. The other gods laughed at Grummish, but he responded with a furious bellow. Grasping his mighty spear, he laid waste to the mountains, setting the forests aflame, and carved great furrows in the fields. Such was the role of the orcs, he proclaimed, to take and destroy all that the other races would deny them. To this day, the orcs wage an endless war on humans, elves, dwarves, and other folk. Orcs hold a particular hatred for elves. The elven god Corlion Lathrin, half blinded by Grummish with a well-placed arrow to the orc god's eye. Since then, the orcs have taken a particular joy in slaughtering elves, turning his injury into a baleful gift. Grummish grants divine might to any champion who willingly plucks out one of his eyes in his honor. Tribes like plagues. Orcs gather in tribes that exert their dominance and satisfy their bloodlust by plundering villages, devouring or driving off roaming herds, and slaying any humanoids that stand against them. After savaging a settlement, orcs pick it clean of wealth and items usable in their own lands. They set the remains of villages and camps ablaze, then retreat from whence they came, their bloodlust satisfied. Ranging scavengers. Their lust for slaughter demands that orcs dwell always within striking distance of new targets. As such, they seldom settle permanently, instead converting ruins, cavern complexes, and defeated foes' villages into fortified camps and strongholds. Orcs build only for defense, making no innovation or improvement to their lairs beyond mounting the severed body parts of their victims on spiked stockade walls, or pikes jutting out from the moats and trenches. When exiting a territory is depleted of food, an orc tribe divides its roving bands to scout for choice hunting grounds. When each party returns, it brings back trophies and news of targets ripe for attack, the richest of which is chosen. The tribe then sets out en masse to carve a bloody path to its new territory. On rare occasions, a tribe's leader chooses to hold onto a particularly defensible lair for decades. The orcs of such a tribe must range far across the countryside to sate their appetites. Leadership and might. Orc tribes are mostly patriarchal, flaunting such vivid or grotesque titles as Many Arrows, Screaming Eye, and Elf Ripper. Occasionally, a powerful war chief unites scattered orc tribes into a single rampaging horde, which runs roughshod through the other orc tribes and humanoid settlements from a position of overwhelming strength. Strength and power are the greatest of orcish virtues, and orcs embrace all manner of mighty creatures in their tribes. Rejecting notions of racial impurity, they proudly welcome ogres, trolls, half-orcs, and orcs into their ranks. As well, orcs respect their fear and size and power of evil giants, and often serve them as guards and soldiers. Orc crossbreeds. Lutheric, the orc goddess of fertility and wife of Grummish, demands that orcs procreate often and discriminately, so that orc hordes swell generation after generation. The orcs' drive to produce runs stronger than any other humanoid race. They steadily crossbreed with other races. When an orc procreates with a non-orc humanoid of similar size or stature, such as a human or dwarf, the resulting child is either an orc or a half-orc. When an orc produces young with an ogre, the child is a half-ogre of intimidating strength and brutish features called an Oreglian.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great day. Okay, bye.